Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Is the long, cold winter in New Hampshire beginning to thaw? One sign of the never-ending winter there has been the shortage this season of candidates coming in to declare they're running for president. With no major Republicans, including former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, officially in the field, the arrival of Newt Gingrich yesterday made St. Patrick's Day and New Hampshire seem a little greener. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Cold nights, warm days, the sap is running in New Hampshire. And so, too, some Republicans, perhaps, outside the Boys and Girls Club of Salem, just down the road from a playground called the Field of Dreams, stepped Newt Gingrich yesterday to be greeted by the Democratic Governor John Lynch.
How are you doing? Governor. Welcome again. We're going to chase each other around all day.
I'm doing all I can for your tourism industry, okay?
Into the electoral sugar shack that delights in holding America's first presidential primary, Mr. Speaker, as many still call him, was here on an exploratory mission.
I came here years ago with Congressman Bill Zeloff looking for a moose, and it's fair to say I'm back now looking for an elephant. We'll see if I find enough elephants to justify a race.
Oh, they want him all right. Whether or not they'll vote for him is another matter. But this is New Hampshire, as Ruth Griffin of Portsmouth explains.
We're in New Hampshire, and they're all welcome. When they're exploring, no matter whether it's Newt Gingrich or anybody, they're stimulating the people to think how wonderful we are here.
A recent University of New Hampshire poll shows that about 6% of likely voters would vote for Gingrich in the primary. Gingrich says that doesn't faze him so far in advance.
I think if we find enough volunteer support and enough financial support, we'll almost certainly run, but we're in the process of assessing that right now.
With that, the former speaker, half Scots and half Irish, who's converted to Catholicism, walked into a hall of 350 people celebrating St. Patrick's Day and wearing enough green to drive the serpents out of Ireland. It's for no small reason that bagpipes once led soldiers out of trenches, and Gingrich is already speaking with the martial air of a man on the march.
When people have a chance to see what I stand for, to see what I did as Speaker, to look at balancing the budget four straight years, or reforming welfare as the biggest entitlement reform in our lifetime. I'm pretty confident that I'll be competitive.
He's likely to announce in May, said an aide, as Gingrich tucked into a slab of corned beef at the St. Patrick's luncheon.
You'd encourage him to continue exploring?
Yes, I would.
Said Ed Newman, who used to run the local Ford dealership.
Well, I think he's pretty honest. He says what he thinks. That's the main thing. I don't want to listen to any more bull. And we got to change what's in Washington now.
Please join me in welcoming the following officials here today at this event. New Hampshire Governor John Lynch.
The MC went on to introduce more than 100 people. He got all the way down to the local budget committee members, retired police chiefs, even the tax collector. But not Newt Gingrich. After all, it's New Hampshire, where voters expect to be waited on. The governor did give him a brief mention later.
All these guys are going to be president. They're going to come by,
said former state representative Richard Cooney, who was wearing a Guinness hat.
If one of them's going to become president, probably.
Oh, daddy boy, the pipes, they're calling.
In a state where the most popular road sign says Frosties, one of Gingrich's bumps may be his personal life. Marital infidelities characterize his first two marriages, as he acknowledged last week to the Christian Broadcasting Network, while also warning about the threat to our Judeo-Christian society. Yesterday, Gingrich said that bad behavior was past history.
I think the American people are very fair, and I trust the American people to measure me as the person I am today, not stories about 15 or 20 or 25 years ago. So we'll see. Thank you all very, very much.
And with that, Gingrich was off in search of elephants. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.